We mourn the death of Dr. William Edward Bogart Du Bois, a great son of Africa. Dr. Du Bois, in a long lifespan of 96 years, achieved distinction as a poet, historian, and a sociologist. He was an undaunted fighter for the emancipation of colonial and oppressed people and pursued this objective throughout his life. The fields of literature and science were enriched by his profound and searching scholarship, a brilliant literary talent, and a keen and penetrating mind. The essential quality of Dr. Du Bois' life and achievement can be summed up in a single phrase: intellectual honesty and integrity. Dr. Du Bois was a distinguished figure in the pioneering days of the Pan-African movement in the Western world. He was the secretary of the first Pan-African Congress held in London in 1900. In 1919, he organized another Pan-African Congress in Paris, which coincided with the Paris Peace Conference. When George Padmore and I organized the fifth Pan-African Congress in 1945 at Manchester, we invited Dr. Du Bois, then already 78 years of age, to chair that Congress. I knew him in the United States and even spoke on the same platform with him. It was, however, at this conference in Manchester that I was drawn closely to him. Since then, he has been, personally, a real friend and a father to me. Dr. Du Bois was a lifelong fighter against all forms of racial inequality, discrimination, and injustice. He helped to establish the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People and was the first editor of its fighting organ, The Crisis. Concerning the struggle for the improvement of the status of the Negro in America, he once said, "We will not be satisfied to take one jot or tittle less than our full manhood rights. We claim for ourselves every single right that belongs to a free born American, political, civil, and social. And until we get these rights, we will never cease to protest and assail the years of America. The battle we wage is not for ourselves alone, but all true Americans." It was the late George Padmore who described Dr. Du Bois as the greatest scholar of the Negro race has produced, and one who always upheld the right of Africans to govern themselves. I asked Dr. Du Bois to come to Ghana to pass the evening of his life with us, and also to spend his remaining years in compiling an Encyclopedia Africana, a project which is part of his whole intellectual life. We mourn his death. May he live in our memory, not only as a distinguished scholar, but as a great African patriot. Dr. Du Bois is a phenomenon. May he rest in peace.